Homeland Security has a lot of responsibility for cybersecurity across government and, to some extent, industry. Well then, how good is it at its own cybersecurity? The DHS Inspector General took a look, as called for by the Cybersecurity Act of 2015. Joining me with some of the findings, Sandra McCauley, the Assistant Inspector General for IT Audits. Ms. McCauley, good to have you on.
Well, great to be on.
So, Homeland Security is at the center of so many things, federal and cybersecurity, and you looked at how they were doing their own job on cybersecurity, implementing
right.
a law. What did you find here?
Well, we looked at the Cybersecurity Act of 2015 and the implementation within the department. Let me say the act broadly requires the department to look at a number of things, including information sharing and preventing, detecting, analyzing, and mitigating threats, reporting on threats, and workforce measurement. However, Section 406 of the Act, it requires the OIG to report one time on logical access controls within the department.
So logical access is getting onto networks and computers.
That's right. It's authenticating, authorizing, and ensuring accountability of the users on the computers.
And they have about 66,000 employees or something like that?
Even more than that, yes.
So how good are they at authenticating, and what did you find?
Well, we found that DHS has made progress in a couple of areas. First of all, they've developed logical access policies and procedures for the national security systems, as well as systems that provide access to personal identifiable information. The logical access policies include security principles such as and best practices such as password complexity, least privilege, and segregation of duties. We found that the department uses two-factor authentication, audit logging, as well as encryption of sensitive information, as well as PIV cards for physical access to facilities and logical access to the DHS's unclassified networks. Conversely, for their secret-level system, they use security tokens.
Let's back up for a moment. National security systems might be those which don't touch the public, but which they use in the furtherance of the mission.
Well, there are two definitions of national security systems. The Act itself defines them as the telecommunications or information systems used by the federal government for intelligence, cryptologic activities, national security, command and control of weapon systems. However, within DHS, it's more so about system purpose, and it's regardless of the classification level. So it's any system that collects, generates, processes, et cetera, any level of classified information.
And so
unclassified.
A PII system then might be, say, the database of all the people that have applied for successfully and are in the TSA pre-program or in global entry.
That's correct.
It sounds from what you said that they're doing a generally good job.
Well, that's in that area. They're also doing pretty well in terms of logical access controls, and I mentioned use of personal identification cards, verification cards, as well as ensuring authority to operate for their systems. But two areas where they're not doing so well is in terms of multi-factor authentication and data loss prevention and digital rights.
All right, so let's talk about multi-factor authentication. What should they be doing under the law, and what are they not quite there yet with?
Okay, well, in terms of logical access controls, multi-factor authentication entails the use of things such as passwords, PIN numbers, biometrics, PIV cards, as I mentioned before, for users who access the systems. And these are for both employees as well as contractors who have administrative access to the systems. DHS has established multi-factor authentication, and that's the use of at least two of those means to access the systems on its classified and secret networks, but they have not yet done so for their standalone secret and their intelligence systems, and that's something that they're still working on.
That means that people trying to access those systems or even authorized to only have to use, say, the password or the PIV card, but not two things.
Not two things. And they don't yet use PIV cards on their intelligence systems.
That means password, basically, right?
Yes, Yes, I would assume so.
Okay, so we know where that leads.
Yes.
It's often not very good things.
That's an area for improvement, yes.
We're speaking with Sandra McCauley, the Assistant Inspector General for IT Audits at Homeland Security. You mentioned a couple of other weaknesses.
Okay, yes, another area of weakness is in terms of data loss prevention and digital rights management. And really, this is an area that's still evolving. Data loss prevention, that involves safeguards against unauthorized copying or transfer or retrieval of data from a computer, and that's through the use of things like audit trails or read-only protections. And then digital rights management involves a restricted access to proprietary software and copyrighted works. For example, like in the commercial environment, CDs and music or videos.
So they could have a software licensing problem, which could get them into trouble with some of the vendors.
Well, they would be reliant upon tools and technologies commercially available to help in this regard. And that's an area where some places are using them, but within DHS, they have not fully adopted such practices.
Now, your report is making no recommendations. What does that mean?
Well, at this time, the requirement in the Cybersecurity Act, and this was pursuant to Section 406 of the Act, the requirement was merely for us to gain gather information in terms of where the department is with logical access controls and the implementation of those controls and policies and multi-factor authentication, what have you. That's the reporting requirement this year, but for the future, there is another reporting requirement in 2 years, and then every 2 years thereafter, where we'll get into other areas with other federal agencies, because that requires a joint report.
If there are weaknesses, though, that you found in, say, the use of two-factor authentication and so forth, I guess the implication, the implied recommendation is fix that.
That's correct. And also that would be something that we would continue to look at as part of our annual audits as part of the pursuant to the Federal Information Systems Modernization Act.
And who's ultimately responsible for this at Homeland Security?
At Homeland Security, centrally, the responsibility rests with the Chief Information Security Officer. He's responsible for cybersecurity.
And what did he say about all of this?
Well, we work with him, and he's aware of the issues every year and all. And we've seen some iterative progress year by year, but we see some continuing areas for improvement.
So this is an ongoing dialogue, you might say.
Yes, exactly.
We'll have to check in next year and see how they might have advanced.
Yes, that would be good.
Sandra McCauley is the Assistant Inspector General for IT Audits at Homeland Security. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you very much.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive, and there you'll find a link to the full report.